and high-grade plastics, and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And you're listening to the Computer Corner. We weren't ready.
Woof it down, baby.
Today's meal brought to us by Tokyo Express. Spicy chicken heaven today, huh?
Mm-mm.
Well, hey, listen, if we're going to do a noontime show, or noon-ish show, then clearly food is going to be part of our regimen.
I got to support this beautiful physique here, Ken.
Well, thank you. I never knew you cared that much.
You know, oh, we're on the air.
You're talking to me?
Yeah, we're back now.
Hey, let's go right to the phones, shall we?
Right to the phones?
And then we'll come back to what was hot in 2004. Let's see if we can help some folks. Richard, who has a Toshiba laptop, is not necessarily having a great time with it. But before we ask or we try to help you with your problem, if you could choose one electronic device to be the thing that you hold up as the thing that kind of made 2004 an electronic heaven, what would that be?
I would say the high-definition TV.
I'm with you on that one. I just got mine 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
10 days ago.
Well, you got the TV, but do you have anything high-def that plugs in?
Yes, the tuner.
Yep.
Actually, I went for the whole shebang, the Cox...
She bangs.
Diva.
I heard that song by that one guy.
The Cox DVR high-def, I mean, everything thing, all in one box. Does it all.
See, but what... You know the problem with technology.
What's the problem with technology?
Is you probably went out and got this HD-ready TV.
Yes.
And you plugged it in, and then you went, well, you know, I got that. I should really think about getting the high-def service to go with it. And so you get that, and then you go, you know, I really would... That other thing, and it starts ball rolling that ruins your entire life.
All at once. I knew exactly what I wanted. I got the TV, got the box, boom, went home, plugged it in. I was dancing in the streets. It was awesome. Do you have one, Richard?
Yes,
How long have you had yours?
About a year.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah. The colors are so bright and
I have to warn the kids when they come in. Watch out, it's pretty sharp. I might cut your eye. So
yeah.
Well, I've got the HD-ready TV, but I didn't do all the other things because I never really could see the difference. But maybe I need to actually experience
it. It's the bomb. All right, Richard, let's get to your particular problem.
Right. After I got this little portable Toshiba.
Okay.
And it takes like 4 boots to boot it up to get it to run.
Only 4? That's not bad.
Well, yeah, it's on and off, on and off. I go to safe mode, it boots fine.
Let me make sure I understand. You got this thing. Is this a recent purchase?
Yeah, well, it's an old one, but I got it at a garage sale for $15.
Oh, okay.
It works pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It works $15 good, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, it really does work for $15. Once it gets going, it's fine.
It's we call this quality you can afford.
Right, exactly right.
Is this the one that has like a Kickstarter, or is it a wind-up?
It's got a Kickstart.
Does it actually have more than one color on the screen?
Oh, yeah, color's fine. Everything's fine. Okay. The battery will work for 2 hours.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
the battery alone's probably worth $50 on eBay.
Yeah, I know.
So if we can't...
It came with a network card, everything. So,
well, you know what? What you may want to do is if we can't help you get this thing working, just part it out on eBay and maybe make 5 times your money.
Well, that might be working, yeah.
So you've got this thing. You can get it to boot successfully into safe mode, but other than that, it's really not...
It'll boot it after I get it to, boot it 4 times and it runs fine. It'll reboot no matter what after, you run in it for a while. You leave it off overnight, you try to reboot it again, and it won't boot in normal mode.
Does it give you some kind of error message, or does it hang?
It just hangs up.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's generally indicative of a hardware issue.
So maybe the hard drive's going out?
No.
Well, it's kind of the opposite, though, of most computer hardware issues. Most of them, the longer it's running, meaning the more it heats up, the less likely it is to work. Yours is kind of the opposite of that, where it kind of needs to warm up a little bit before it gets going.
It's like it needs to be oiled or something.
Yeah, there's not many computer parts these days that need any kind of oil.
I was ready to put some WD-40 in there and see if it might help.
Yeah, that's going to make it definitely do something different.
That's not gooder, no.
No.
What you want to kind of consider here is the main electronics, the main board and the things that really control your experience.
Right.
That's kind of where generally the issue of this nature is going to be.
Okay.
And so we're getting into... Well, first of all, if it's old enough, there's probably only used parts out there. So, again, you sound like an adventurous guy. If you want to go looking for used, trolling for used replacement boards,
Uh-huh.
That's an option there. The other thing you might want to think about before you do anything more with this is if you have an operating system CD, like a Windows 2000, Windows XP, something along those lines.
Right.
Taking that disk, and if there's nothing you care about on this notebook,
right.
Start all over.
I did that.
Stick the thing in, format.
Well, hang on.
Okay, you've done that, so we've eliminated the possibility then of there being a software issue.
Not necessarily now.
Even though it boots in the safe drive.
Richard. You may have just opened Pandora's box here. What exactly did you use to reload the operating system?
Windows 98.
Okay, was it the one that came with the laptop?
Of course not.
Okay, well,
but
here's...
It still had the problem before that, though.
Okay, well, I was going to say, you added more to it because very likely that all of the drivers necessary for 98 to properly communicate with the device are not in there, so 98 has substituted a bunch of generic drivers.
Well, I was able to go on their webpage, and they had some there that would supposedly take care of most of it.
Okay.
But it was still having that problem when I first bought it.
There's nothing that I've ever seen that's software that causes an erratic just in the middle of, you know, just whatever you're doing, it just reboots. I've never seen software
do that. Well, it doesn't do a reboot after you get it going. It just won't start after you let it sit. You know, like it gets tired or in the morning it's achy. You
right.
know what I mean?
And that's not going to be software.
It's going to be hardware, right.
Yeah,
and
so.
It's not the hard drive then, and it won't be memory, so it's on a...
Well, it's a possibility if they added extra memory.
Yeah, there's a memory, you know, out of 64 megs. The thing isn't, you know...
Well, I'll try yanking any memory that's not on board. Try yanking that out and see if the anomaly goes away, because bad memory module could potentially cause this kind of an issue.
Okay, I'll try that.
The more you can strip off of it and get it back to a bare shell, the less possibility of other things outside of the core being the problem. So you might want to start there. Most likely, when you troubleshoot this thing down, it's going to come out to be something... probably mainboard related, and in a notebook, most everything is integrated on that mainboard, so it isn't necessarily, you know, it could be just about anything.
To me, it's very clear where you need to go with this.
The garbage.
eBay, baby, eBay!
Right. Okay, fart it out, huh?
Double your money!
Yeah.
Double down.
You know, battery works, tested.
Yeah, the battery works. It works for 2 hours.
Well, you know what you want to do is go cruising to see what a replacement battery for this thing costs.
$150.
There you go.
It's got a CD player that goes in and out of there.
I'm telling you, man, part it
external.
Out. You might have a new business here. You can it's like stripping cars down.
There you go.
That's not a bad idea.
Just
steal
don't.
Them and then,
Richard's Chop things. Shop.
Yeah. Just continue to buy them at. Please don't get into the stealing them and then stripping.
No, I know.
Right.
All right, Richard. Good luck.
All right. Thanks.
Happy holidays. And he's a sharp man because he's got a high definition television.
I get it.
Well, he can't be that sharp if he's buying $15 laptops.
I like how you asked him to please not get into stealing
them.
Well,
he said, you didn't hear him. He said, yeah, I'll start stealing them. And
oh, I missed that part. Okay.
Trying to keep him on the straight.
I'm with you. Hey, that's Ken looking out for the public there.
How are we doing with time?
We've got about 3.5 minutes.
Let's
go to
Phil.
For Phil to see what his question du jour is.
Phil, welcome to the Computer Corner. What's on your mind?
A software I was looking for that you could scan maps in and then maybe write some corrections in or notes.
Well, you can scan any like paper map into any computer through any standard scanner and then annotate or make notes to that through, you know, lots and lots of different graphics programs, like you want to create a circle or that kind of thing.
Just write a note or...
Yeah, correct. You just write on top of it. It becomes a layer. That scanned image is just like the background.
But rather than scanning a map, you might find yourself a lot better off going online, and there's maps like MapQuest and things like that. You can...
No, these would be special maps that are kind of unique, almost maybe handwritten.
Okay.
So, yeah, that'd
like
be...
Like treasure maps.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whatever. Arr.
Okay.
National
treasure in them hills.
Would there be a zoom feature in that software?
Yeah, all graphics programs will allow you to zoom in, zoom out. You know, like Photoshop
Do you already have a scanner, Phil?
Right.
You do have a scanner. Okay, the scanner most likely came with some software that lets you do some basic scanning and real basic manipulation of that scanned image.
Okay.
Are you looking for something more than what that does? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I really haven't gone into the features. I just was wondering for sure if it could do it.
Well, yeah, you can forget the what you're scanning for a moment. Any kind of an image that you scan in, it just becomes it's just a bunch of dots, okay? Graphics programs will allow you to put another layer of information on top of those dots so that if you wanted to draw a circle around somebody's head, it just becomes a layer of dots on top of the original dots. Does that make sense?
Got it.
So I can take this cool Polaroid picture of Ken and scan it, and then I can draw in little horns and a mustache and a goatee on top, and it'll look a little bit silly because it doesn't look like a picture.
See,
but
I thought it was you that did that.
And then throw darts at it after I printed it.
Nice.
Okay, now another thing. On tablet computers, have you ever, are you familiar with maybe a product named Write Pen?
Write Pen? Are you talking about one of the pen control devices that substitutes for the mouse?
No, it allows you to write on
a special pad, and then you can dump it all into the computer.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a tablet.
Correct.
Yeah. The problem with a lot of those handwriting recognition systems is they don't really recognize your handwriting too good. And it's just like voice recognition. It's a really cool toy, but as a productivity device, it ends up being less productive because you end up spending more time trying to correct all the mistakes because it's not perfect.
And you know, they generally are set to recognize their own special kind of handwriting that you have to learn called graffiti.
No, actually, you can actually teach it to recognize your handwriting if you have the moxie to go through that process of it learning. Yeah. This is what a T looks like. This is what a so, and then you start to modify your writing habits so that the pen recognizes your T's as T's and so on and so forth. But when it's all said and done, you look at it and go, I'm wasting time.
I can hunt and peck a lot faster than that.
I can retype. You know, they boast things like 90% accuracy. Do you know what that means, Phil?
No.
Every 10th word is wrong.
Okay.
Start doing a 500-page or 500-word document or something and start doing the math on that. It's like you're doing a lot of correcting. So
50 words wrong?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not good. Okay. So, it's a cool toy. And if you have, it's just like voice recognition. If you take the time to both learn the system and have the system learn about you, then it can be productive. There are probably 1% of the people out there that buy the stuff that actually can make it useful. The rest of them, because they don't want to spend the time, because it takes quite a bit of time to really get the thing to where you really understand how to use it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Is there a product that seems to be a little bit more better than others?
You mean as far as handwriting recognition?
Correct.
Do you have Microsoft Office?
Correct.
Do you know that there's a handwriting recognition program built into
Office XP
and some of the newer stuff?
No.
You might want to just click on the help button and open up Word.
Okay.
And just go to help and type in handwriting recognition and see, you know, you can actually activate that fairly easily. And then you can buy regular pointing devices that look like pens, or you can go out and buy one of these pens, but you just kind of play around with it. Or if you go to a big electronics store, you might play around with one of the tablet PCs that actually allows you to hold it's a portable computer that you hold like a tablet and write on it. So you start to get an idea of what its capabilities are.
Right.
All right?
Thank you.
You betcha. The other thing about handwriting recognition or handwriting into a computer, you can also do it where it doesn't try to recognize what you're writing. It just takes your scribble and records it.
A picture, basically.
Right, so you go back and look at your scribble, which, you know, like doctors and things like that, it's pretty good stuff.
It's kind of cool, at least. You got an electronic copy of your scribbles.
Yeah, you know what? It's one of those technology solutions searching for a problem.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it didn't really solve anything. It just created more problems.
Speaking of searching for a problem, actually, we're going to search for a solution to the I have to go to the bathroom problem.
What?
Right now, I got to take a break.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It was a real weak segue.
This is what I would...
When we come back from the break, though, we're going to get to our experts here on some couple of pieces of technology.
That's right. What was hot in 2004 when it comes to the sub-15-year-olds?
It's Ken and Brandon. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR.